The definition of grace in Webster's dictionary. In Christian belief, you don't see that too many words in a Webster's dictionary, but they had it in there. The free and unmerited favor of God, as manifested in the salvation of sinners, and the bestowal of blessings. Wow. Grace is a gift from our Heavenly Father given through His Son, Jesus Christ. The word grace, as used in Scriptures, refers primarily to enabling power and spiritual healing offered through the mercy and love of Jesus Christ. No one can return to the presence of God without divine grace. Wow. Let's pray. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, I just ask the Lord that the Spirit of God give us grace. That the favor that we ask for tonight, Lord Jesus, is that you impregnate and birth newness in us. That we know that who we were when we walked in this door, Lord, we can walk out that door forgiven with the love of Jesus and with grace. So, Lord, it takes faith. It takes growing in faith to understand just how important grace is in our lives. So, Holy Spirit, do what only you can do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I got grace. I got a lot of grace. When I was standing in front of that judge facing 102 years to life, I got grace. I got grace when I didn't have to go do the rest of my life as a three-strike habitual offender in the states of California, Oregon, and Alaska. I got grace. I didn't even know what grace was. I was a doper. I was a heathen. I rode with the club for 20-plus years out there. But this other lady that testified on my behalf, she knew about grace. And she had had a vision the night before sentencing. I stole her motorhome, ransacked her cabin, you know, meth head, you know, just tweaked out of my grill. Took everything from that woman. They called me the pillowcase bandit because I just go to your linen closet. I didn't need boxes. I just grab your pillowcases and head into the jewelry and the drawers and just pour. Looked like Santa Claus going back out the door. But one of the things that I stole, I will never forget. Because, see, she showed me grace. She stood up and testified, you know, when they asked for the victim impact statements, you know how we all just like, oh, Lord, here it goes. And she said, Your Honor, God came to me in a vision last night and said for me to drop all charges against that man right there because he would change his life and start serving him from here on out. I was 40 years old. First time in my life I cried. Something hit me and I just bawled like a baby. Today I know it was the Spirit of God entered me in that courtroom and I was being cleansed from all my sins because of her grace. By her pulling the charges and the judge taking a recess and coming back in, they sentenced me to 4 years. Why? It pulled my third strike off the table. It made me from a habitual offender to just a two-striker. And I got the minimum sentence in 4 years. I did that 4 years learning about faith and grace. But see, after the court proceedings, she asked the bailiff if she could talk to me for a minute. And her name was Jean Dockery. You know, you always remember that one that first introduced you to grace. And she said, Donnie, she said, there was one thing that's really bothered me about everything. She said, do you remember in my jewelry box a little packet? A little packet that had hair in it. I was so spun out. If it had hair in it, it went to the dump, it went to the river, wherever it went. And I looked her in the eyes and I said, ma'am, I don't. She goes, oh, it's the only thing I had left of my dead child's head. was that lock of hair. She gave me grace. She gave me something to start my fire. I'm 62 years old, and I've been back out to talk to Miss Dockery over the years. She has Alzheimer's now. Her husband passed away. But I'll always look at her and remember that little baggie of hair. But I'll also remember grace. People sitting in this room right now need to understand, I had to forgive myself. I had to be able to move through that part of my life, knowing I could never go and find that last piece of earthly memento she had of her child. But see, then I had a choice. Did I listen to her vision and continue to serve Christ, or did I go back to the vomit? I went back to the vomit. Because, see, no matter what happens to us, sometimes we have a bad moment. We have a bad day at work. Some of us, we have a bad day with our spouse. We have a bad, our child don't want to listen to us. Whatever your excuse is, we relapse. Well, dude, I love you, Lyle. I'm going to throw you on this one because I respect this one. We don't relapse. We just never were done with the original. You know, he says it so amazingly well. We just never got finished messing around in the first place. I deal with recovery every day now. I'm the director of the Dream Center over in Huntington. I'm a chaplain of jails, prison ministries. By God's grace, I do a lot of stuff. I got several of them sitting right here tonight. But dude, I didn't get it right for many years after that, after getting 102 years of a sentence removed from my life. But it's because I didn't have faith. Have you ever wondered how to grow in faith? Faith, forsaking all, I trust Him. Faith, forsaking all, I trust Him. Tonight's reading is going to be out of 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. By His divine power, God has given us everything we need for living a godly life. We have received all of this by coming to know Him. We got to know, dude. We've got to spend time with Him. You know, for us men, there's two, please don't be offended, ladies, there's a point here, just so you know. There's some areas of town we can go and we do not even care what your name is. We have one purpose, one thought for that woman. Now we'll go to another place and dude, it's like, oh, I want to get to know her. I want to know what she's about. Dude, I can see her being my wife. But you have to spend time getting to know her. And the more time you spend with her, the more you get to know who she is in her heart. The more you get to know what her family's like. She has kids, what her kids are like. You get to know them. Why wouldn't you want to spend that kind of time with somebody who can give you grace? Why wouldn't you want to spend that kind of time with somebody that has everything and can do everything because we lack discipline? I'm a 4:30 in the morning kind of guy. I get up at 4:30 because my dog ain't even awake. You know, the wife, I don't even know if she even knows what 4:30 a.m. is. But that's all right. 4:30 to 5:30 every single morning, I'm up reading this word. Why? Because of my faith. I have to be able to keep this relationship going because, see, I'll never know how everything about him. But by reading and praying and sometimes just shutting up and listening, I get to know him. I don't got to go back in handcuffed to the jails. They call me up and invite me into the jails. That's insane. It is crazy. You stand up there and you see all the brothers come in for Hope Court. And it just, me and Marvin, Lyle, we'll stand over here by the law books. They used to have law books. And Miss Davis will say, Marvin, will you go over there and talk to them? Lyle, will you go over and talk to Don? Now, Donnie knows your story. He has, and they'll ask you to go speak to people. That's amazing. That is amazing. We have received all of this by coming to know him, the one who called us to himself by means of his marvelous glory and excellence. He knows your name. He created you. But a lot of times, we don't spend enough time with him. You don't know what I'm going through. I don't have enough faith to move that chair, let alone a mountain. But he does. And because of his glory and excellence, he has given us great and precious promises. Do you know what his promises are? Ready? Huh? They're in here too. They in here. Every promise is in here. It's in the Word of God, but if you don't spend time reading it and understanding it by faith, you don't know what you're promising. You ready for this one? Probably don't know what you're missing. These promises that enable you to share his divine nature. We get to share this with God. That blows my mind. And escape the world's corruption caused by human desires. Dude, God gave us free choice. There's a scripture in here. I'm not no real good at reciting the addresses, but it says, I stand at the door and knock. That's God talking. Marvin, huh? I love my brothers, man. They pop them off like that. I stand at the door and knock. Why do you think God stands at the heart, your heart and knock? Because he ain't a bully. He ain't a burglar. You have to open it up and let him in. That gives you choice. That allows you to allow the people into your heart and mind that you want. It ought to be, dude. These are the promises that enable you to share his divine nature and escape the world's corruption caused by human desires. In view of all this, make every effort to respond to God's promises. Brothers and sisters, if you don't know the promises, you don't know what you're missing. You really don't. I spent a long time. I'm sixth grade educated. I didn't know nothing about how to read some of these big words. But I got 972 contacts on this phone, and not one of them is a dope dealer. They're Marvins, they're Lyles, they're Carls, they're pastors, they're my boys. 972, I can call one of them and ask them what this meant. Now, years later, we homeschool our 15-year-old, and so I was eavesdropping. I was like, huh, smart little girl right there. She teaches me. It don't embarrass me. It don't embarrass me. She takes joy in teaching her daddy how to read and comprehend. That's amazing to me. I'm not prideful. It don't matter to me. Who's your teacher? Who's your mentor? How many mentors do you got? Does everybody in this room got a mentor? If you don't, I highly suggest don't get one. Then you just got one opinion. Get a multitude of counsel. A multitude of counsel. Be able, if Marvin don't answer the phone, Lyle's stuck up in Shambaugh, son, There are times I could call Andy and he'd give me wisdom. Call any of my guys. These guys help me keep clean and sober. How's it going to feel? I get up all up in there all drunk, high, and I'm trying to disciple my disciples. They call that hypocrite. Then there's William. I love you, William. All right. In view of all this, make every effort to respond to God's promises. Learn them. Supplement your faith with a generous provision of moral excellence. I tell my wife something and she believes it now. I used to tell her I'll go for a gallon of milk. 3 months later, the milk never came home. And, you know, I look like I've been out with others. And moral excellence with knowledge. Here's the knowledge, family. Here's the knowledge right here. And knowledge, you ready? With self-control. Nobody's doing your time for you. I just had to remove a guy from doping out of our house over there. And my flesh hurt because he's a youngster. He's just a kid. But that's all he's ever known. But when you bring it around my boys and stuff, sorry, bro, you know, you can go back to phase one, so to speak, or you got to go to phase nothing, and it's time to go. I can't change everybody. I actually shouldn't even have said it that way. I can't change none of them. It's self-control. I've been this way my whole life. Don't you think it's time to change? Don't you think it's time to get a grip and say, I'm done with this? I know my state ID numbers by heart. J66997, California, 4919455, because that's how I lived for many years. That was my Oregon ID. I know my numbers. You didn't get your mail. You didn't get, you know, sick call. You didn't get nothing until you wrote your state ID on that kite and sent it in. But today, my name's Donnie Foster. Pastor, minister, chaplain. I did them all because I didn't want Marvin to get ahead of me. Just kidding, Marvin. Love you, dude. Acknowledge with self-control, and self-control, you ready? With patient endurance. If you don't think it's going your way, quit looking at the situation right here and start looking over here. Look through it. This is temporary. This is going to change. But you got to change it. I don't do this job because of the pay. It kind of sucks, to be honest with you. But I do it because the retirement plan's out of this world. If I can make a difference in Adam, and Adam can make a difference in Stacy, and together they make a difference in William and Chris, it just multiplies. It just multiplies. God left the 99 for one. One. And you're sitting here because you're the one. Patient endurance. Ready? With godliness. And godliness, here we go, with brotherly affection. If you know somebody's struggling, I'm going to tell you a quick something on my little brother right here, because we got a good relationship. Little Terry right there, I've known for 8, 10, 12 years on the street. He struggled. And there'd be times that poor brother was in such bad health, had so many things going on with his body. And I had the Hobson house, I had 13 step house, I had all these houses that could have made a difference for him. But he wasn't ready. It didn't mean I stopped loving him. But he wasn't ready. About 3 months, two, 3 months ago, I seen him on a Sunday night. And I seen it. I seen him on a Sunday night. I said, dude, are you ready? He said, bro, I'm ready. He is one of the most amazing young men I am privileged to know. I love you, dude. I love you. But why did I know he was ready? Because God inspired me to invite him to be a participant. And he's going to use every single one of you in the same way as brotherly affection. Because this is not about you. It's about God in you.
You'll fail. If we are perfect, that's a lie. We're going to fail.
But we persevere. And brotherly affection with love for everyone. That's faith.
Oh, I don't like that person. God's word don't say to like them. He said to love them. There are many people. I just the facts that I really don't want to spend and eat Christmas dinner with them. But that ain't what God asked me to do.
He said, love them like Christ loved the church.
Some of you are holding resentments right now. Some of them at me. Oh, that dude, you know, blah, blah, blah. Dude, I've had more people hate me than you can even imagine. It's part of the game. Well, it's part of the ministry, not a game. Part of the ministry. He's a fake. I'm cool with that. Follow me for 24 hours. Follow me for 7 days. Follow me for a month. And if I'm a fake, reveal it. Call me out. Have I made mistakes? Absolutely. I'm not perfect. And it brings me to a topic. Only God, Marvin. I got two prosthetic hips. These prosthetic hips, one of them was placed in my hip wrong. It was doing what they call subfluxing. So every time I walk, it would fall out. And dude, the pain sucked. Your meat would go in there and you'd just smash it. They put me on pain pills. Hedricks, Dr. Hedricks. Anybody ever heard that name? Some of you older pain pill people? That was the dude that was over prescribing people. I was one of his favorite clients. He would write me a script for everything. Before inspect came in, blah, blah, blah. But see, my mentality was it said take 1 to 2 every 4 to 6 hours. I became dyslexic. I thought it said take 6 every hour. Well, pain wasn't there no more. I was walking fine, but I was high as a kite. I was overdosing myself, but I was okay because he prescribed it. Aha. Then you got to get them off the street because you run out. Then you're going to get dope sick just like you did off of heroin. And they literally did 2 years of surgery on this hip. And so for 2 years, I was constantly in an opiate-induced coma. Well, then he gets busted. Did whatever, and there went my connection. Well, now you got to get him even more from a family doctor. It's called doctor shopping, you know. You go get a doctor in Grable, and you have them ship it to Walgreens. You get another one in Garrett, and you have them ship it to CVS, and you get another one, and you go to Scott's. Then they had this thing called Inspect. And by then, they were doing the surgery on my other leg. So I had legitimate excuses. But if you're buying them off the street, and you're getting hundreds of them a month, don't you think you might have a problem? I did. Well, I didn't at the time. I couldn't get enough of them. I couldn't get enough of them. I was no better than the addict shooting heroin. Today, I'm completely drug free. No pain pills, no nothing. Haven't in probably about 5-6 years. But someone brought it to my attention. It took my sobriety date. I said, no, it didn't. I ain't drank a drop of alcohol in 15 years. Aha. So now I'm not only a liar, but I'm no better than the next person. So I switched my sobriety date, thanks to a partner of mine. And I want to say thank you for bringing that to my attention, Marvin. I really do. Because, see, I do got today clean and sober, and I have a few years behind that now. But if you're not doing it the way the doctor said, there's a problem. If you got to go find it on the street, there's a problem. I had a problem. The more you grow like this, the more productive and useful you will be in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. See, Satan can no longer use that against me. He can't. I no longer go pick up any kind of prescription. I got high blood pressure. My wife goes and gets it. I don't even go in a drugstore no more. I don't even go to Walgreens no more. When that doctor orders me the 30-day supply of my blood pressure medicine, you ain't going to see me walk out of no CVS with a little white bag stapled together. I'll send Crispy next time. Just kidding you, Chris. I wouldn't. But those who fail to develop in this way are short-sighted or blind, forgetting that they have been cleansed from their old sins. What do you need cleansed from? What do you need cleansed from? If you're sitting in here and think that you're spotless, I just want to throw a fastball right at you. You're not. Because there's only one perfect one, and his name was Jesus Christ. It can be a thought. It could be lust. It could be whatever it is. But there's only one perfect one, and his name's Jesus Christ. So, dear brothers and sisters, work hard to prove that you really are among those God has called and chosen. I know Lyle's called. I know Marvin's called. I know Tyler's called. Dan's called. My brothers are called. Several of you sitting in here are called. But do you believe it? You don't know what my past was. Shut up. Quit using that as an excuse. Step into where God's called you to step in. Put your boots on, strap it up, and get into where God called you to get in. Will you be perfect? No. Will you learn from your mistakes? Hopefully. I did. Do these things and you will never fall away. Then God will give you a grand entrance into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I want to spend eternity up there with him. I love y'all, but when I almost died from COVID about a month ago, I was that close to death. And when they put the trachea or the ventilator in me, I knew I was done, and I texted my wife, I will not be home. Made plans to die. My lungs were full of fluid. I couldn't breathe any longer, and I knew I was going to die. I knew it. But I forgot one little piece of that. God didn't sign my death certificate. What do you need to die from? We're going to wrap it up with this. You know, when a preacher says that, it means only about another 45 minutes, right? Why y'all laughing, dude? We can make it 2 hours. I'm just kidding. Chapter 4 of 1 Peter, verse 8 says, most important of all. I wonder why they had that in there, inspired by Jesus. Continue to show deep love for each other. For love covers a multitude of sins. Cheerfully share your home with those who need a meal or a place to stay. God has given each of you a gift from his great variety of spiritual gifts. Use them well to serve one another, not yourself. Serve each other. And then I'm going to close with this statement, or this verse. In chapter 5, verse 8, stay alert. Stay alert. Watch out for the great enemy, the devil. He didn't say watch out for the great enemy, Judge Phelps, Davis, Kern, any of that. He said watch out for the devil. He prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking who he can devour. Stand firm against him and strong, and be strong in your faith. Remember that your Christian brothers and sisters all over the world are going through the same kind of suffering you are. You ain't alone. But by faith, we can pray for each other. And we ask God for grace. Grace. Wonderful grace. Don't worry, I'm not going to sing that song for you because God did not give me a singing voice. But what I am going to do is ask that we all just bow our heads for a minute. And I'm going to ask you a question. What do you need grace for today? Not for tomorrow, because tomorrow's not promised. But in your brain, in your thoughts, in your heart, I want you to ask God for grace. And then I want you to ask him for the faith to continue to seek him out. And then I'm going to close us in prayer. Father, it's amazing to me how you hear all of these voices just in this room right now, but yet you can hear everybody all around the world at the same time, because that's who you are. But there's that one in this room tonight, Lord, that really needs your grace. Whether it's a court date coming up, it's a paternity suit, whether it's a child, whether it's a restoration with the family, there's somebody in this room right now, Lord, that needs your grace. So I pray, Lord, that anything that was said here tonight that offended, Lord, that you switch that around and allow them to know to be honest, open, and willing that when we stand up here behind this pulpit, we have to be right. But Lord, I do not want to ever offend anybody. But Lord, I ask that one person that's crying out for grace, that you will give them grace. I pray for that one person, Lord, that doesn't understand what faith really is, Lord, that they understand a little bit more tonight. I'm just praying right now, Lord, that you will do what only you can do for restoration in their lives, with their kids, with their family, with their spouse. And Lord, most importantly, I thank you for being here tonight. I thank you, Lord, for grace in my life, and by faith, I will continue to trust in you, and I'll look through the situation for the glory of the Lord being my strength. In Jesus' name we pray, and together all God's people said, Amen. Amen.